Talk Live and your show. You can bring whatever you want toll free at 800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number three of the live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that number is 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. We give them away. That's the way a good talk show website should be. So enjoy those on us. FreeTalkLive.com. By the way, last night I mentioned we'd had some good news about our friend Loretta Knoll down in Alabama, marijuana super activist Loretta Knoll. Hmm. She was charged with, possession of marijuana down in Alabama back like 5 years ago now. And it all happened as a result of her writing a letter to the editor to her local paper. You remember the story, Mark?
Right.
She wrote a letter to the editor about, decriminalizing or re-legalizing marijuana. And that's all. As a result, apparently, the cops took notice and raided her house. And then they found, a gram of pot.
Well, what was their probable cause for raiding the house?
They heard there were drugs there. I don't know. Probable cause?
Yes, they do, according
they
to the
make
law.
It up.
Well,
which is what they did. Their probable cause was she wrote a letter to the editor.
That's not probable cause.
I know. But nonetheless, it didn't prevent her from being arrested and having a court case.
I guess it wouldn't.
The good news is the charges have been dropped at this point. After 5 years of fighting it, after her running for governor as a result of it, they created an activist, you know.
I wonder how much she spends on this drug charge that they gave her.
I don't know. I was reading the post on her website, which is nullforgovernor.blogspot.com, if you want to get all the details there. She doesn't mention that.
Hmm.
But nonetheless, as you might imagine, she's pretty elated that she's not going to be going to jail over anything.
Yeah, well, I would imagine.
But I thought what was the most interesting thing about Loretta's case is that Loretta was an unintended consequence of the war on drugs, in that before she was arrested, she was just, maybe an occasional pot-smoking mom, someone who was a pretty responsible individual. She had she works for a living, and she was just living her life. And she happened to write a letter to the editor. That was like the extremist, as extreme as her activism got, was writing a letter to the editor. Then she got arrested, and all of a sudden she blew up into this well-known marijuana activist who's gotten coverage in High Times magazine. She's gotten coverage on Alabama news stations all over the place when she ran for governor. We've had her on Free Talk Live more than a handful of times. And, it wouldn't have happened had they not arrested her. I'm not saying it's good that they arrested her, but I don't know if they expected that. Most of the time when they arrest a pot smoker, they just roll right over, pay the fine, they go to jail, and then they do their probation and they try to keep quiet.
I hope she doesn't stop now.
But I don't know. I don't think she's going to stop now. They've really messed with a powerful force, and she will continue to lobby for re-legalization of marijuana. And I think it's great, and so it's a little bit of good news there. I wanted to share that with you. Let's go to the phones and talk to Jackie in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hello.
Jackie. Hi.
Hi. How you guys doing?
That's
good.
An interesting name for a guy. What's on your mind?
Sorry, don't make fun of my name. I'm taking it. It's actually after my father. But,
okay.
I want to talk about 420. Friday. Yeah, it's a pretty intense day yesterday because, a lot of my buddies were actually, they're into marijuana use.
Yeah, sure.
And it's not very, I keep telling them it's not good. And these kids...
What's not good?
Smoking weed.
Why?
Because you're not supposed to do that stuff.
Why?
I mean, it makes you, there's no point on being, to do that, to get high and have fun, because you can have fun in plenty of different ways.
Well, sure, I agree. You can certainly have fun in plenty of different ways, but some people would like to recreate by smoking marijuana. Why shouldn't they be able to?
Well, if it's gonna make you, do things that you normally wouldn't do.
Like what?
For instance, my buddy was explaining to me how he was baked out of his mind, quote unquote,
mm-hmm.
and he was listening to Yoshi, and he saw Yoshi dolls everywhere, around the television screen. And apparently,
what are Yoshi dolls?
The
Mario character Yoshi.
Yeah, Mario character. Yes, Yoshi.
Right.
And he was telling me that he saw them bounce around the television screen, and he thought it was funny.
Was he actually playing a Yoshi video game at the time, or was he?
I think he was watching Barney.
Yeah, I think he might have been doing something else besides smoking pot. Now, Jackie, have you ever smoked marijuana yourself?
I've had one or two hits, but it just wasn't for me,
You just didn't inhale.
I know there's some, and that's cool. I mean, everybody's got their thing, but I mean,
I'm not against it at all, in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, so you don't think your friend should be put in jail or anything like that?
I don't think they should be put in jail. I mean, I think they should have a different way of having fun.
That's fine. I'm sure they respect that, you know, your ways of having fun may not be the way they prefer to do it. And, you know, we all might like to see our friends do things when we want them to, but unfortunately, they have their own lives and they get to make their own choices themselves.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah,
and as far as hallucinations are concerned on marijuana, that's just not very likely. So, I mean, if he was hallucinating on marijuana, then there was something else in it beyond marijuana, which is also very unlikely. So maybe he dropped a hit of acid or something like that beforehand, and that's why he saw that.
I don't know, because like before this all happened, these kids were great people. I mean, I'm not saying that they're not great people. I mean, I just see them like, you know, we used to go out to clubs and, you know, buy drinks and stuff, but they end up blowing all their money on marijuana.
So instead of blowing their money on alcohol, they're blowing their money on marijuana. Has really that much changed? Instead of going out to clubs, now they're just sitting around smoking pot. I mean, they've got a new choice in life, new style of recreating. I don't go to clubs. I'm not interested in spending time in clubs. I think they're horrible. The loud music and just a bunch of empty, sort of vapid people.
Yeah.
Doesn't interest me at all. Jackie, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It's just a different culture. I'm not into that sort of thing. And there are a number of people that don't want to go to clubs. That's okay. And I think it's fine that that they wised up and, you know, realized that maybe they wanted to have a little bit more quality time. I don't think that you can have quality time with your friends if you're in a club with pounding music in your ears to where you have to yell at them in order to possibly get them to hear you over the music. Have you ever been to one of these places?
Oh, absolutely. I can't disagree, so I'm not.
Right. It's just not good time. I mean, you go to clubs to pick up people, right? I mean, isn't that the point? You go to clubs. You go to clubs to get drunk, and then in hopes that you'll end up going home with somebody. And that's just not interesting to me. And if it's not interesting to your friends, you shouldn't be too harsh with them about it. Let's continue with the calls. Talk to Derek in Indiana, listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I just caught your program for the first time. I'm a trucker, independent owner-operator at West Iron, Colorado. And good show, by the way. But Hey, I wondered if any guys know anything about, you know, all the Mexican trucks coming across in 40 days, and we're all meeting out there in Washington, D.C. We all have no North American Union on the back of our doors that each truck runs.
Yeah, we actually had a professional driver call in a couple weeks ago to let us know about this in advance. And from what I understand, it's going to be happening at every state capital. It's not just going to be Washington, D.C., because obviously you guys are going to be in different places at that particular time. So you guys are pretty angry about this whole North American Union thing. I don't know if you should be angry at the Mexicans. I think you should be angry at the government. Is that pretty much where you're placing your displeasure?
Let me tell you, bud. Quote unquote, our politicians are trying to make this into the North American Union. And the reason I drive a truck, I'm on a trucking company, have four of the trucks, it's one of the last things you can really do to make a good living in America. I go all 48 in Canada, and everybody's broke. I mean, everybody's working two jobs. And you sit there and you wonder, you go, what's the stock market soaring into a new high today? Everywhere I go, people are broke. And it's like, it's just another way for our government to consolidate us into this North American Union and change our money from the dollar to the barrel. And it's all part of this globalism, man. It's not a good thing, I'll tell you that.
Well, I don't really know what globalism is. I've heard people tout it as this, you know, sort of scary concept. But whatever that is, all I know is that bigger government is bad. And if we're combining three governments into one in this North American Union, that's a bad idea. Similar to, you know, the European Union. Bad idea. Was better when they had individual countries sort of competing against one another. So essentially, consolidation and centralization, always going to be negative. And what you're seeing is out there is you're seeing that, you know, the stock market's continuing to go up. Well, that's because the government gets to manipulate the money supply, and they've got the plunge protection team, as they're called, working sort of within the stock market to basically make it look like everything's hunky-dory in America, when in fact they're inflating the money at something like an 8 to 9 to 10% rate. We're all losing our savings as a result. So as they continue to inflate the money supply, you can expect Americans to get poorer and poorer. And it's just a tragic situation. Hey, thanks for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you. And good luck with the truckers' protest. More on the way. You can take control of the latest on the draft coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. April 20th, 2007, gold is at $691.50 an ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $714.51, $362.82 for half ounce, and $179.65 for quarter ounce coins. That's $714.51, $362.82, and $179.65.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-552-1428.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-552-1428. That's 1-800-552-1428.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. That includes the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
Our number is 800-259-9231, and we're going to get hopefully get to the draft, but your calls are primary. So let's go to Monty in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Monty.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
I'm a Mexican, and I'm just walking into like dark territory right now because of the entire situation with everything going on and all the people coming over. And I just want to, you know, let people know that the people that are coming over are really they want to break the law. They don't have no care for the government here.
No, I don't care for the government either.
But, no, I'm not talking about that. I mean, the government is built for the Constitution, and it's just, it's so hard for me because that I'm here. I'm trying to do everything I can as possible, and I don't do anything wrong.
You're saying that you're a Mexican immigrant, and that you're...
Not an immigrant. I was born here.
Okay. You're of Mexican descent, and as a result, you are you're being harassed, maybe because you just
by my own people.
By your own people.
And why are you harassed?
Because I don't follow their part. I don't follow the Aslan and all the other kind of very racist ideas.
I've met lots of Mexicans who don't subscribe to this Aslan racist ideals.
And it's just, I just want to let people know out there that Mexican, it's kind of weird. It's like, you divide it up. You can, you know, you got your Caucasians, which is European. You got your Asians, which is everybody over there. You got your Africans, which is everybody over there. You know, whether you're from Rwanda or Nigeria or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, but everyone down south of the border, you know, including down to Peru and Brazil, coming up, and they're just really on a stretch, and they really want to try to come over, and they don't want to. I was born here, and I obey all the laws.
No, you don't. Don't lie to me. Come on. Do you have a car?
Huh?
Do you have a car?
A car?
Yeah. Do you have a vehicle?
Yeah, of course.
Do you speed?
But.
Yeah, thanks for the call. 800-259-9230. I'm going to put a shotgun in my mouth if I let that guy on the air any longer. Goodness. Sound like he was... I don't believe him, by the way. I don't think he's actually a Mexican. But nonetheless, I just didn't want to continue. And I would have asked him where his parents were born, see if he could answer that one, but I didn't really care enough. So, do you think he was, Mark? Do you think he was really a Mexican?
I don't know. I mean, who knows?
Because, I mean, he's trying to claim that there's this widespread racist movement amongst Mexican immigrants.
Right, and I think very much they would just like to come over here, work hard, and earn money so they can support their families.
Yeah, I mean, if that were really true, why on earth would they want to? I mean, if you're a racist, if you're somebody that hates other people for the color of their skin, why would you want to move in the midst of those people? That doesn't make much sense, right?
Make any sense to me.
If you're a racist...
If you like Mexicans, why not stay in Mexico?
Stay where you are, right? So I don't believe that for a moment. I'm like you, Mark. I've met plenty of immigrants. We've talked to them on this show before. I don't think that just because you're of Mexican descent, that makes you any more likely to be a racist. There are white racists. There are black racists. There are Hispanic racists. Sure. They're definitely out there. Are they a majority? No way. I don't believe that for a moment. And if you are of Mexican descent, you'd like to counteract that, I'd like to hear from you at 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 to Tom in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. What's on your mind?
Women drivers, I don't even think that they should be on the road.
Oh, come on. Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. I mean,
how do you plan on getting them off the road?
Well, they're just horrible. I mean, I've been rear-ended by one. Today, one just wouldn't stop flashing their high beams at me.
Okay.
I think that they're all hazardous, and pretty much it's just like Asians driving. No matter what, they're not going to be very good.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. They're trying, you know. They're trying.
Doing their best.
800-259-9231. You can actually bring up whatever you want. Women drivers. Now, that's seriously, there are some people that have that bias.
I'd love to come up with a bias that women drivers are worse, but I just cannot see empirically that that is so.
Has anyone ever done a study on this, is what I want to know.
You know, I've got to say, my wife's a better driver than I am.
Really?
Yeah. Now, if we're going on a long trip and I want to exceed the speed limit because, I want to get there a little faster, I'll drive. But generally, she just pays better attention than I do.
Julia drives me around pretty much everywhere. I think she does a great job of it. So I just don't see it. Let's go to the
people probably just think that she's your keeper.
Let's go to the draft thing, Mark. You've got the latest on the draft. We actually haven't talked about the draft in quite a while because I hadn't noticed any rumblings. There hasn't as of recently been anything new as far as the government sort of hinting at possibly bringing back the draft.
Well, right here from Nicole Bell from crooksandliars.com, the Senate Armed Services Committee heard testimony Tuesday that increasing the size of the Army and Marine Corps may not resolve severe and growing personnel problems. There's even talk of returning to the draft to fill the ranks. The United States is going to have a significant component of its ground forces in Iraq over the next 5, 10, 15, or 30 years. Then the responsible course is for the president and those supporters. Why couldn't it be?
Yeah.
How long? I mean, we're still in Okinawa, Japan.
Okay.
The responsible course is for the president and those supporting this open-ended, escalated presence in Iraq is to call for reinstating the draft.
That's the responsible? Who's making this claim? Who is this?
That's Army General Barry McCaffrey, an international...
Barry McCaffrey? He's a former drug czar.
An international relations professor at the U.S. Academy at West Point, New York.
He's a retired general.
Describe what he sees as the disastrous state of ground forces. A broken commitment to troops because of broken equipment, mistraining, and his sense that the 95,000 increase in the Army and Marine Corps personnel planned over the next 5 years isn't fast enough to provide relief. The 95,000 to 65,000 soldiers and 30,000 Marines by 2012. We're proposing to be in Iraq still in 2012? Because of the extraordinary means used to field forces, this includes 20,000 Navy and Air Force personnel assigned to traditionally ground force missions, such as convoy duties. That's right, they've got Air Force guys doing Army jobs.
Wow.
Because there's just not enough. Convoy duties, guarding detainees, using stop loss to prevent people from leaving the military when their obligations ended, recalling people from individual ready reserve, and in many cases, that don't even have a relevant military skill.
Bring on the slavery. That's what the draft's all about. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. If they bring back the draft, what'll you do? This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. From time to time, we do a little auction. Normally, we auction off banners on our website. This time, it's a little bit different, isn't it, Mark?
Well, yeah. As a matter of fact, all our banners are pretty much people regularly, they keep their banners month after month, so we haven't had an auction in a while. And I kind of thought I'd like to try something different. I sell the commercials during the day. That's what I do from 9 to 5, is I sell radio commercials for the show, which is on six days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
And I decided I wanted to, what's going to happen if I put some ads, just some regular 30-second spots on eBay? So I put a 13-month schedule, one ad per evening, 6 days a week. For 13 weeks, that's a schedule that will work for just about anybody. It's not a small schedule by any stretch of the imagination. It's probably worth $1,500. I doubt it's going to get to that. I just don't expect
it. It's at a tenth of that right now.
Yeah, it's at a tenth of that right now. I don't expect it to get there, but I thought I'd give it a shot and just see how it went.
Right,
and
so you get your ad on all of our radio stations.
That's right. It's on 20 stations.
From coast to coast.
That, and it also goes on a live stream six nights a week. So,
all right.
So I guess there's another 2 days and 17 hours.
People
so
can go to auction.freetalklive.com to check out the details and place their bids.
Right.
Auction.freetalklive.com.
This isn't advertising for Bob's Pizzeria in Poughkeepsie.
That wouldn't be smart.
No, it doesn't make any sense because, well, we don't have a station in Poughkeepsie. But not only that, this is more of a advertisement for somebody who can sell things nationwide, whether you're a mail order company, whether you're a website, whether
you're... Or if you're just an organization, political party could buy it if they wanted to.
Yeah.
You don't have to necessarily be selling something, just something you want to promote coast to coast.
Yep.
All right, so let's go to the phones to Andrew in Rhode Island. We'll go back to the draft here in a few moments, but Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I want to actually talk about the Mexicans, how that guy was insulting Mexicans.
Okay.
All right, I think that it's not fair that you can do that to somebody or anybody, if that matter. Just in general, talking about people like that, we're all human together. We should all love and care for each other. Just because you see people like hanging on a street corner looking for money, they need they need jobs too.
Well, I agree with the concept that we're all people and that that we're all human beings and we should be treated like that. And I wish we could get away from categorizing people. Although, of course, people that are hanging out on street corners, I don't know if they need your money. They could probably go and get a job. That's a whole other issue.
Well, a lot of Mexicans, like, they come in, they don't speak English. They don't even speak English, you know?
There's a lot of jobs for people that don't speak English. You don't need to be able to speak English to pick fruit.
To pick fruit? Oh, well... Pretty mean, but I mean,
what's mean about it? Somebody needs to pick the fruit.
Oh, it's true. Someone does need to pick the fruit, no doubt about it. But I mean, you just can't have like 30 Mexicans picking fruit. You can't do it.
They can. They do it all the time, and it works fine.
Just so you know, your fruit is largely picked. That's grown in America is largely picked by Mexicans. Most of them illegal.
Right.
You know, I was actually reading up an article about that. How they how people get underpaid to pick fruit. Just
okay.
Like they get underpaid. It's just not fair.
And what do you mean by underpaid? I mean, they get paid by the bushel. It's a deal that they're made in advance. You would think that if they were not getting the payment they were expecting, they'd go somewhere else and pick fruit or go and do something else.
It's just like, I don't know, it just seems so like, this. I don't know, I just don't understand this. I mean, it's kind of like a last fellow who called talked about Asian drivers, women drivers, and how they can't drive. That's not fair either. It's not true.
No, it's definitely not true. I agree.
They can drive. I mean, even though they may do honk your horn a couple of times and, you know, piss you off, but I mean, they still have a right to drive, just like how people have a right to get jobs.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Bill in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys. I love your show.
Thanks, dude. What's on your mind?
I only get to hear it once a week. I want to talk about guns.
All right.
This week, you know, we've had that Virginia Tech shooting, and you know, every time I turn around, I hear people trying to tell us now we're going to make it tougher for you to get a gun because, you know, a lot of you crazy people want to go out and get a gun. And I think, you know, I just want to send a message to all those that believe in gun control and that we shouldn't carry a gun to just think about what I have to say here. What if I, you know, carry a gun and walked into a room of students and decided to do what this man did and start shooting. But if every student had a loaded gun, maybe not their finger on the trigger, but, you know, all the girls had a loaded gun in their purse and all the guys had a gun in their backpack, how many people in the classroom do you think I would be able to kill until somebody shot me dead?
Maybe one.
A couple, few. You know, if there was only
certainly
one
not 32.
Person, if there was only one person in that classroom that had a concealed weapons license and a gun on them, and of course it was against the law on Virginia Tech, the Virginia Tech campus, to even carry a gun if you had a concealed weapons permit. If only one person had a gun, that would have changed everything.
That's my statement. My statement is, I think it's just the opposite. I think we have it backwards. I think everybody should have a gun on campus, and I think that thing would have been over. Maybe he got three or four students, and then I think he would have been dead, and we would have saved a lot of lives. That's
absolutely. In fact, there's also the chance that if he knew that guns were allowed on campus, he might not have even tried for it.
Yeah.
You know? Thanks for the call, Bill. 800-259-9231. Be the toll-free number for you. Hey, quick email, since you brought up the guns issue, from someone calling themselves Common Sense, saying, I have heard you guys use the analogy of why there aren't shootings at gun, or why there aren't shootings at gun shows, and yet there are shootings at schools and places where people are generally unarmed. Basic odds are the answer. There are a hell of a lot more schools and school days than there are gun shows. A lot of these shooters are suicidal. They go in shooting knowing they're going to die. There's not much difference between a person like this and the type of suicide bombers in Iraq. It looks like most people in Iraq can openly carry guns, but not just pistols. No, they carry fully automatic weapons, grenades and rocket launchers. There are plenty of open carry weapons there, and yet there are a hell of a lot of killings still happening. Well, that's not really a fair comparison, Common Sense, because there's a war going on. There's an invading force in their country, and they're fighting back against it.
They do make a good point that there are fewer acts of violence at gun shows simply because there are fewer hours spent at gun shows in America. What they fail to point out is that tragedies like Columbine and Virginia Tech would not have occurred if the students or teachers were allowed to be armed.
They wouldn't have been as tragic, that's for sure.
In the case of a college campus, you're talking about adults. Everybody there is an adult. They should be allowed to carry a weapon if they want. In the case of Columbine, you're talking about a high school. At the very least, can you imagine if the coach had a gun? He'd have taken care of that crap real quick.
He says, so let's say a school allows all students to carry pistols. Well, now you have to worry about accidental shootings. There will still be crazy fools that want to kill folks. They know everyone else has pistols, so now the shooter might step up to an Uzi or a couple of them.
As though, look, I don't care if they've got a Laws rocket. If I've got a 9mm and I know how to use it, it doesn't matter.
Right, and also, it's very unlikely that someone is just going to carry a gun for the sake of carrying a gun without actually ever having fired one or knowing anything about it. If you're going to carry a gun, you really need to understand what guns are all about. You need to understand gun safety, and you need to have some practice with it. To suggest that there are going to be accidental shootings, it might happen. I mean, if guns are around, there's a chance that an accident's going to happen. But nonetheless, most gun owners I know are very responsible about their weapons. They do understand that you never point a gun at someone else, even if you are, you know, even if the gun is completely empty and you've triple-checked it, you don't point guns at other people. I mean, that's just the number one rule. And if that makes you uncomfortable, if you're at a school where that sort of thing is allowed, if there were schools like that, then you could just go to another school where they had a different guns policy. You know, if you want to go and send yourself or your kid to a school where there are no guns, then that's your business. But I would like to be able to go, if I'm going to go to school, I would like to go to a school where I could carry my weapon. Why can't I be free to make that choice? Why can't schools be free to make that choice for themselves? Unfortunately, they aren't. He says, let's just say all students carry Uzis and AK-47s. Now we're getting into insane what-if land. The crazy shooters might then strap bombs to themselves. You know what they might do is if they actually do manage to restrict guns more so than they currently are, which is difficult, that they might strap bombs to themselves anyway. All you have to do is mix the right household chemicals together and you've got yourself a bomb.
I guess you would have to get everybody close enough to you to blow them up.
He says the result would be the same. He'd still kill a lot of people and himself, and even though everyone around him was armed to the teeth. He says, this is what I'm getting at. There must be some gun laws, or else our country would start looking like Iraq. I don't want that, do you? Well, let's look at that a little bit deeper. Coming up here on Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge, plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Even in these remaining moments, just enough time for your call. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, updates. It's all for free. We give it away. We do ask that you voluntarily support us by heading over to amazon.freetalklive.com and buying some stuff. In fact, they've got 40 categories that you can shop from. Everything from books to office products to furniture to DVDs, accessories, clothing, their brand new grocery store even. I mean, really, they've got almost everything. So you go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and then anything you purchase, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of. So you get the stuff you want, and you help out Free Talk Live. Really, what could be better? Amazon.freetalklive.com. Just a quick recap of this email from someone calling themselves Common Sense. That's how it's signed. This person's pretty scared of the whole gun freedom idea. They're concerned. The very last line is, here's what I'm getting at. There must be some gun laws or else our country would start looking like Iraq. I don't want that. Do you? Well, first of all, the United States isn't going to start looking like Iraq until there's an invading force occupying our streets. Then, you know, then you could make the claim that we're starting to look like Iraq. As far as gun freedom is concerned, here in New Hampshire, there's something called open carry, and it's available in a few other states as well. It's the ability to actually carry a weapon on your person. So if you wanted to strap an AK to your back, technically you could. If you want to, you know, open carry a revolver, you can do that too. Some people actually do exercise this right. We know some of them personally.
Yep.
And I don't feel in danger. I'm not scared being around people who are open carrying.
It's not like the gun's gonna. Are people scared about being around cops? They're open carrying. I mean, it's not like the gun's gonna jump out of the holster and start shooting at you.
No, certainly not. So what's the issue? You can do that here. Does that make New Hampshire like Iraq? Whatever. All I want is freedom, and I'm not too concerned with all of these silly laws about guns. And he's saying that we have to have some gun laws. No, we don't have to have some gun laws. Only lawyers and government people that want to control you would say something like that. Because they think that all of a sudden by passing a law, they can change things. And really all they do by passing a law is make it so the law-abiding citizens will give up their guns. Because criminals won't do it. Criminals won't give up their guns, and they'll still be able to find them on the black market, even if you close down all of the gun shops.
Right. It's not like the guns are going to disappear off the streets of America just because you've decided to pass laws against people owning them.
Think about all the drugs that disappear from the evidence room in the police department. Imagine how many guns will disappear from the evidence room in the police department when corrupt cops go in there and take loads of guns out and resell them on the streets to the criminals. It happens with drugs. You don't think it would happen with guns? Are the cops, the corrupt cops, all of a sudden going to become more honest because guns have been outlawed instead of drugs? Come on, it's silly.
Doesn't make any sense.
800-259-9231. So you just let me have my freedom to carry a gun if I want to. Maybe I will, maybe I won't.
but I want to have that choice. And also, I want to be able to choose, as a private property owner, what sort of rules I can have on my property. If I decide I don't want people with guns coming into my business, I can make that choice. If I decide I want to encourage people with guns to come into my business, I can make that choice too. And you, as a similarly free individual, can choose to not patronize my business. You see someone with a gun on their hip, that makes you uncomfortable? Tell me as the manager, say, that makes me uncomfortable. I'm going next door. I'm going across the street to your competitor. Let the market handle it.
I would think so. I mean, there's plenty of companies that have policies against people carrying guns. I know Disney World doesn't allow guns in their property. That's fine.
Let's go to Richard in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Richard.
How you doing today, fellas?
Great. What's on your mind?
All right. I just want to ask you about those camps that were built by Halliburton, and do you think there's really 800 of them plus?
I've never heard that number. You're referring to there was a contract that Halliburton subsidiary KBR signed with the federal government. I think it was about 2 years ago at this point. That
right.
Essentially said that when they're called for, they will build essentially detention camps or concentration camps. The camps, to my knowledge, have not been built. The contract is sort of an on-call sort of thing where they will be built when the government requests them to. And I guess the suggestion is that they're going to use them in some sort of mass immigration emergency or something like that. That's the excuse. Whether they'll throw Muslims in them, I don't know what their plans are for these camps. The contract is real. Are the camps real yet? I honestly have no idea. But it was a $300 million contract, and just
right.
Considering the way government spends money, I'd expect you might get no more than 10 camps for that money, certainly not 800.
Right. I heard Dr. Bill Deagle say on his show that he's actually viewed several camps that were so big that farther than I could see, they're like panoramic view type camps.
Well, anyone can get on the radio and claim anything.
Well, I mean, he's fairly... legitimate. Bill, you know who Dr. Bill Deagle is, don't you?
No, I don't know. He has a guy with a radio show. Right, sure. Like I say, anybody can get their own radio show if they work hard enough at it, and then they can get on the air and claim whatever they want without actually having to show evidence of it. I've seen some of the so-called evidence of these camps, and one of them turned out to be an Amtrak repair yard in Indiana. I mean, there's
right.
just, you know, there are people out there that are paranoiacs, and, you know, they'll believe anything they're told, and then they'll go right along and pass on that information to other people. To my knowledge, nobody's being thrown in concentration camps yet in America. It could happen.
Right.
It's happened in our past. So that doesn't mean it should be ruled out, but let's be careful and not believe everything we're told. Richard, thanks for the
sure.
call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I mean, it's certainly a sexy sort of a story. It certainly got sizzle.
I can't imagine 800 concentration camps, prison camps, are built across America, and nobody's heard anything about it, and they're just sitting empty. That doesn't make much sense.
Let's go to Eric in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Eric.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
Guys, this isn't goddamn Lebanon.
Goodbye. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to David in California. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, honey, you know, much as your conversation's been interesting, I'd rather talk about Gonzalez. Did you catch any of the hearings
boy.
This week?
Hell no, I don't watch politics.
I haven't watched on TV, I've read the articles on it.
What about it?
Well, it was pretty interesting. I mean, obviously, the more you study the Bush administration, they're either organized crime or a pack of saboteurs.
Well, I can't imagine that
all government
I can't imagine
way.
Any administration could be described as anything less.
Well, yeah, and so the whole idea that these people have taken all of our property, you know, the taxes that got paid in just a couple of days ago are being spent on them, and
mm-hmm.
so the whole idea of Gonzalez being able to make sure that the district attorneys and the judges that are picked are going to be stacking the deck against the taxpayers and stacking it for organized crime. So there were a couple of different things that were both funny and pretty sad.
Okay.
The funny thing was he was asked this question about why they fired the federal attorney from Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Nevada, you know, that's Las Vegas and Reno. And Gonzalez actually had the gall to say, well, you know, the guy wasn't studying obscenity enough in Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I thought that was the reason why people go to Nevada.
Right. It is the land of sand, sin, and sun.
Well, you have to understand this is essentially a government that has taken obscenity as one of their wars. They've got an unspoken war on obscenity. They've been bringing people up on so-called obscenity charges. So it sounds like he was angry he wasn't charging enough people with this so-called crime.
Well, you know, obviously they've got to cover their asses for any number of the different crimes that they're up to. So it was actually laughable to think that obscenity was going to be an issue with those people, and that it would be such a legitimate issue that studying obscenity in Las Vegas is...
I'm just curious, why? I mean, you watched this guy being interviewed?
Oh, yeah, clearly.
Why?
Yeah, well, the reason being, you know, the layers of crimes that the Bush administration are up to, I've listened to GCN for many years, and, you know, people who are involved in the gold movement are very much interested in having America based upon some kind of a legitimate economy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the people behind Bush are very much interested in a false economy that is either completely controlled by organized crime or completely controlled by... you know, the machinations of...
Well, you know, I mean, but you're highlighting out the Bush administration, but the same things were going on under Clinton. The same things were going on under Reagan. I mean, the inflation was happening. The fiat currencies were being printed. I mean, it's been the same for decades. I mean,
happens
to be the current administration. The reason why I asked my question of you was that, you know, these guys, they'll sit around, they'll ask him a bunch of tough questions. They're grilling Alberto Gonzalez. And, you know, maybe they'll just fire him. Maybe he'll get thrown to the wolves.
They'll sacrifice
him
on the altar of...
Everybody will say, all right, we got that guy. And then what will happen? They'll bring another scumbag in to replace him. And then even if Bush loses, you know, Bush is going to obviously not be elected in 2008. Whoever the next scumbag is will bring in their scumbag friends to rule over everybody in America. And nothing will change, which is why I say it's just a waste of time to even watch those things.
No, it's not a waste of time because we own America. And these guys are wasting our money, and they're stealing it, and they're then using...
I agree with you, but sitting around watching that on C-SPAN isn't going to do anything to make me more money. Thanks for the call. We're done for this week. See you Monday night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.